Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. With less than 8 weeks to go before primary election day, the two Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts are making their pitches for votes wherever they can. Incumbent Senator Ed Markey and challenger Congressman Joe Kennedy took part in yet another forum yesterday. But this one, as WBUR's Steve Brown tells us now, was in an unusual location.
The audience members came prepared, having researched the candidates and the issues beforehand. They've had plenty of time for that. The 10 men and 10 women are all currently inmates at the South Bay House of Correction. The candidates appeared separately, each using the venue to call for criminal justice reform. First up, incumbent Ed Markey.
We can see from the George Floyd murder that we have a need to overhaul our criminal justice system in our country. No family should have to watch their loved one be murdered and to think that there is no recourse whatsoever.
Later, Congressman Joe Kennedy told the audience, our country is in the midst of a massive cry for change.
I tell you that as somebody that spent a couple years as a prosecutor in our district courts. And one of my big lessons was that the way in which we view our system of justice does not line up with the challenges that we see across our society.
Both candidates agreed that the issue of mandatory minimum sentences needs to be reviewed, and both also called for better support for inmates with mental health and substance abuse disorders. Markey highlighted legislation he filed with New Jersey Senator Cory Booker that would provide needed resources. Kennedy said he wants to make sure fewer people come into jails and prisons in the first place. The forum was moderated by Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins. He has backed Kennedy but remained neutral during the forum and did not share his endorsement with the inmates. Tompkins says it's important the inmates' voices are heard.
From the standpoint of having people that are incarcerated have an opportunity to listen to and talk to candidates, They can't get out to go to a town hall forum, so why not bring the candidates inside? So that's what this is all about. And this is kind of a civics, I don't want to call it an experiment, but it's a civics project, you see.
Throughout this race, observers have been saying there's little difference between Markey and Kennedy when it comes to the issues. After listening to both, inmate Vernisa Valdez remains on the fence.
As of right now, they both gave me good answers. I would love to keep the conversation going with them and see what else is accessible to us right now.
But for inmate Jason Thompson, the forum helped him make up his mind.
I was more impressed with Markey's direct responses and also his proof of what he's doing in the legislation and the bills that he's trying to pass right now actually answered a lot of the questions that we asked. Joe, I believe in his character and what he's trying to do, but he's not quite there yet with the specifics of what he's trying to do.
Inmates serving time for misdemeanors remain eligible to vote and will be able to cast a ballot by mail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.